To boil a coffee, I would never.
That's an old term. I think this is even before it was ground. They would just boil it. What do you drink? Just you might go to the sink and get yourself a
glass of water.
Mm-hmm. And if the glass fell off the sink, it.
It broken.
All right. And if I ask you how much water you had consumed, you might say.
I drank.
Yes. Dinner is on the table. The family are standing around waiting to begin, and you want them to be seated. So you say to them,
please be seated. Sit down.
All right. And then in the past, they
sat.
And they have
sat.
Someone is about to, well, you want him to go ahead and take some food and not to wait until everybody else
please
is ready.
Please help yourself.
Yes, and yesterday he
helped.
And he had
helped.
Okay. And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no, thank you, I don't
care for any.
Would you ever say anything else? I don't want it or I don't like it.
No.
Why not?
My mother would have knocked my head off of my shoulders right now. What you say at the table is, I don't care for any.
Okay, so that's the polite thing.
Oh, yes. That's
okay.
And I'm stuck.
If food has been cooked and served a second time, you would say you're having
leftovers.
And what has actually been done to the food? They've been...
It's been reheated.
Mm-hmm. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
All right. Do you know a dish which is made of cornmeal boiled with water and then eaten in as a runny sort of substance with a spoon?
Cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
I know oatmeal, of course, but not cornmeal.
All right. Did you ever hear of mush?
Sure. Is that what mush is?
I think so.
Okay.
That's what this says it is. Any other terms for mush?
Slop.
Doesn't make it sound as though it's fit for human consumption. Okay. What do you call peas and beets and that sort of thing, Jim?
Vegetables.
And you would grow them in a...
Garden.
What is the name for the southern food that you might have with eggs and bacon, white stuff?
Grits. Hominy. Hominy grits.
Is that the same, hominy and grits?
Well, one is... Hominy comes out in little balls, right, like that.
Yeah.
And grits is mealed. And it's sort of like it's like a meal.
What about hominy grits? Which you also said. You said all three.
Yeah, hominy grits. Well, I guess those are just the same. I think hominy grits is the same as hominy, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think that's the way I would use it.
Okay. And the grain that's raised in Louisiana and Arkansas and Texas that the Chinese and Japanese eat?
Rice.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages that are made up in the hills?
Moonshine.
Anything else?
What do you call it? Boot? What do you call it? To bootleg, what do you call it? Liquor from a still, what do they call that? Moonshine. I think they call moonshine. Mm-hmm.
Suppose it's very poor quality, it might even kill you.
Rot gun.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Comes to mind.
All right. If something is cooking and makes a good impression on your nostrils, you would say to someone,
just smell it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you pour on pancakes?
Syrup.
What is something that's like syrup but is blacker?
Molasses.
Yes.
My darling.
And you might say, if you're contrasting the two, you might say the molasses
is thicker.
Okay.
Than the syrup.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
Okay. If something is not imitation maple syrup, you would say it's
pure.
Or
real.
Or
genuine.
Good. And if, sugar was sold retail is already in packages, but if it were sold wholesale, you would say it was sold
raw.
Or anything in large quantities would be sold in.
Sold in. Now, you don't want the name of the container. You
mm-hmm.
want it's in volume.
Right? Yeah, similar to that, only beginning with a B. That's the
bulk.
Idea.
Bulk.
Yes. Uh-huh. And sweet stuff that's